Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of members of the Seroptimus International Club of Price. I have Terry Willis and Jennifer Warner. And coming up this Saturday, it's the Kentucky Derby. And they're going to have a Derby Day fundraiser at the Carbon Country Club. And we're going to talk all about the organization itself. And then we're going to get into the event. And this is going to be a lot of fun. If you're already watching the horse race, you might as well get together with a bunch of people, and all the money is going to go towards a great cause. Terry and Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate it.
So let's start with Terry. We're going to start with you first, and we're going to talk and get some information on the Seroptimist International of Price and what you guys do in the community.
Hey, Seroptimist International of Price is, of course, an international service women's service organization. We've been around in our community for 59 years. We were originally chartered by Helen Oliveto Smith, and it is one of the longest-running service organizations in our community. Our focus is to help women and girls through economic empowerment through education. And so our focus is looking for opportunities within the community to assist women and girls. We do projects like work with Carbon Caring for Kids, the Women's Shelter, other different organizations like that. Our signature program, though, is called Live Your Dreams Award. And we look for women who are head of household in our community who are going back to school to improve their lives and their family lives through education. And then we award them a grant each year. This year we awarded two grants, and they were $1,000 apiece. And those help the women with any type of needs they have to so they can stay in school. Because we do it as a grant, realizing that the barriers for women to stay in school once they become head of household usually are beyond just tuition. There are things like keeping your car running, paying child care, it may be buying the books, it may be getting the proper clothing that you feel like you're dressing for success. So we look at it as a grant and help those women. We do 2 to 4 of those each year, and all our fundraisers go to make sure that we can give the biggest amount that we can to help those women in our community.
And that's the other thing, is that this isn't like the only fundraiser that you guys do. You have the big one, is it in the fall?
Yes.
You have the big fundraiser for, and that's a great evening with getting people together and having fun. And then do you guys do like the wine and paint nights as well every now and then?
We have in the past, and we thought there's a lot of other organizations doing paint nights now, so we thought we'd change it up. And that's where the Derby Day fundraiser has come.
All right. Now we're going to pick on Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in today. So let's talk about this. Where did the idea for the Derby Day fundraiser come from?
Well, we tossed around the idea of a couple different fundraisers. And one of our members said, you know, why not the Kentucky Derby? And all of us just fell in love with it. It was definitely something that we thought we could bring to our area. It was new and exciting. And like Terry had said, a lot of people had done our past fundraisers, and so this was definitely something we wanted to jump into.
Gives you a chance to dust off those big hats.
Absolutely. Yes, everybody loves them.
And the bigger, the better at
Absolutely.
These things.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this event. Once again, it's coming up Saturday the 6th, going from 3 to 6 p.m., all kinds of great stuff going on out there at the Carbon Country Club, and I'll let you kind of take it from there.
Great. So we're actually going to have live music. Grady Noyes, he's going to be joining us. And I heard him at the country club the other day, making sure everything sounded great for the sound wise. And I actually want to stay there and listen to him for the rest of the night. He's amazing. He puts a lot of effort into it. And you can tell he definitely sings from the heart and soul. We will also have awards. So everybody come dressed up. Ladies' best hat, most dapper man. Best dressed couple. It's going to be really fun. We're going to actually have the race view live on a screen. And then when the big race is available, we'll kind of have our focus towards the screen. It does go 3 to 6. Derby attire is suggested. Everybody loves to dress up. So as wild as you want to go or as calm as you want to go, you're fine.
And once again, the you're watching the Derby anyway, right?
Yes.
You might as well, you know, give a little bit of money and go. That's all going to go toward a good cause. Get together with a bunch of friends and sit and watch the Derby. This is a great thing going on at the Carbon Country Club. And it says here you've got a few categories. That who's going to judge these categories and what are they?
So ladies' best hat, most dapper man, best dressed couple. And that's going to be, we can choose ourselves, but we thought we'd let the group. So everybody attendee will kind of decide.
So if you, I don't know that many people that don't, but hats are a big deal at the Kentucky Derby.
Super big deal.
Just search Kentucky Derby hats and you'll see what we're talking about. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it, once again, all the money goes to a great cause. Where do they get tickets and how much are they?
They are $35. They can message us on Facebook or they can call me directly if they'd like to purchase directly. My phone number is 435-650-9819.
All right. Will tickets be available at the door or are we trying to get a little head count?
There might be a few, but this is a limited attendance event because of space and we want to keep it kind of a fun thing. So we're not going to jam people in. So I'd say act quickly to make sure you've got your space.
So this is going to be a fun event going on Saturday, May 6th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Carbon Country Club there in the ballroom. You'll have music, appetizers, prize drawings, all kinds of fun stuff. Plus, you're going to get to watch the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.